Wouldn't it be great to know what's going on at the other end of your phone call before you made it? Is the person you're calling available, busy, behind the wheel? Communication technology company Follow App is turning this idea into a reality by enabling wireless and wireline phones and networks with presence awareness. Gary Shulman is president for the Americas of Follow App. He joins us now on Sky Radio. Gary, welcome to Sky Radio.
Thank you, Dennis.
Now, what is presence technology?
Well, presence is the end user's willingness and ability to communicate with others and the ability to let them know that they are available to communicate.
In other words, the idea is when you're getting ready to call somebody, you're getting a situation as to his status.
Right. It allows you to let people know whether you're available to take a specific type of communication, such as a SMS text message or a multimedia message or a phone call, or whether they shouldn't call you.
A good idea, but there are those who might feel a little intimidated by a technology that monitors an individual so closely.
You know, it's really a very unobtrusive and simple way of managing your availability and your profile. It's strictly an end user's choice as to how they want to use it. You set up a profile for yourself, and you communicate the information back out. So, for example, if you're going into a meeting, if you are about to get on a plane, you might set it to private or unavailable. And it really is quite simple. The way to really think about this is to think about the contact list or phone book that you currently have in your cell phone and visualize that list as having not just someone's name and their phone number, but a small icon that shows whether they're available for a phone call, whether available for a push-to-talk communication, whether available to take a text message, whether they're in a meeting. And you react based upon those icons. And the person who sets that icon up is the person on the other side who's accepted you or not accepted you, as the case may be, into the group who they want to communicate with. And likewise, you can set up these groups for your private presence from, let's say, your family and friends and your business presence so that you can be able to let your family be able to reach you while maybe you can't be reached by the boss.
It's hard to argue with that kind of an idea. Gary, where do you see presence technology beginning to appear in our communications?
Well, presence has been a part of the way people communicate with their PCs on the internet already. It showed up on what we know as instant messaging. And it's in many ways become much more popular than email because there's an immediacy to the communication and you're aware that the person is getting your message or not getting your message, as the case may be, on the other side. And for that reason, it's also become increasingly important for corporations and what they call enterprise instant messaging. So that if you need to contact somebody in a purchasing department or in a sales or shipping department, you know for sure whether they are able to get the information then there or you needed to send it in a different way or you needed to find somebody else. So rather than sending an email and wondering about it, you sort of have a guarantee of message delivery because you see that they're available. And you know that the message will be read. One of the things that Follow App has done is that we've pioneered the movement of this kind of presence information from the PC to the mobile communication device, whether it is a regular cellular telephone, mobile phone, PDA, or other type of new smartphone device. And obviously, if you're sitting at your PC, you're either on or you're offline. But if you're on a mobile device, there are many more gradients to the kinds of activity you could be in, traveling, going into a meeting, going to a place where a phone ringing would be an inappropriate kind of communication, and perhaps a text messaging option would be more appropriate, or that you could actually get a picture message of some sort. And therefore, it has really become very, very dramatic. And as I mentioned before, the dynamic phone book, if people have more than one type of application available to them, such as push-to-talk or video messaging, which is increasingly going to become popular and available, then those options can be communicated to those trying to contact you, and the immediacy of the information can even be more impactful based upon the technology that they use to communicate with you.
Gary Shulman is president, the Americas, for Follow App Communications. We reached him by phone in their offices in Bethesda, Maryland.